Now, was in this electrical assembly area, do you recall what who the other workers were?
Their names,
No,
no.
in terms of if they were, what the composition was, in terms of sex, race, that sort of
Oh,
thing.
and they were all women, and they were all white, and they were all doing the same thing as I was. There was some that had to put spaghetti on, and they call spaghetti on some of the wires, and but they were all simple operations.
What did they, how many of them came into the department the same time you did?
Well, I suppose there were that day probably about 15, that particular day that I came up.
So you came in together and were assigned to this
Yeah.
bench area. How long did it take for you to learn the operation?
Well, it was that simple. You could just do it right off without any experience. You just became a little better at it as you. You had to be careful enough not to break those old wires, you know. And as you went on, you got so you had the touch. That was
Now, and who was your lead on that first job?
it. That was Nell. Her name was Nell, and her picture is there. And she was a lead woman. Then there was a supervisor, Ralph Hayes, who's there too. And I think there was one man probably working in the department bringing the stuff and handing it out to work on.
And the lead woman was lead over how many of you? Do you recall?
Oh, I suppose there were about 50 there in that section.
How did you feel about the work that first day? Do you recall?
Well, I liked it, and you know, everybody was friendly, and that was nice. It was a place where you could get acquainted with other people our own age, or you know, approximately, and everybody had something interesting to talk about, things in common.
So it was work that you could do and talk to your co-workers.
We weren't expected to talk while we're working very much, excepting about our work. But when we were, we always visited during our break.
What would you do on your break?
Well, sometimes I would have a snack. Other times just visit. No, I never drank or smoked. I didn't drink coffee, so I didn't have that to deal with. I'd go and get a drink of water.
Would you stay in your work area?
Mostly I would because the bathrooms would be so full, you know, that I have to. Otherwise, if you had to go to the bathroom, you waited and your whole break was used that way.
And how about lunch? What did you do the first couple of days on the job? What did you do during your lunch hour?
I carried the lunch and we just visited. We ate at our, if we didn't go out to the canteen, we ate right there. Mostly I got to go into the canteen because even if I carried my lunch, I'd get a drink to go with that.
Now, would you spend your lunchtime with the other women in your department?
Yeah, we'd go out together so that we'd know. We knew somebody that we liked to visit with and have lunch with. Usually it would be around 4 to 6 of us that should go together at the same
What were
table.
those women like?
Well, there's like a former teacher, somebody who worked in a store, clerk, that type of work that they'd have, you know. they married and quit their jobs, and and they came to work there.
So most of the women working in the department with you were the ones who you became friendly with were women who, like yourself, had quit working after marriage?
Yeah.
And they were coming back to work now?
Yeah. Most of them did the part-time work to supplement before that, as I would have to do too. See, I wouldn't... There was about a year there that I wasn't working, but I did, I went and worked for his aunt, cleaned house and things like that, and made a little money. But actually, our income was so much better when he came out here and went to work, and things were cheaper. It wasn't too bad.
Mm.
It was fair.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when you first started, when you went to Lockheed and first started working, what were your expectations in terms of what you would do and how long you would be working and if it was something that you would continue to pursue?
Well, we didn't expect to pursue it because the men were to get their jobs back. You know, they had been hired before us, and they didn't lose any of their time. You know, in regard to position in line there, so we. I didn't expect to work too long. I worked longer than I really expected.
Mm. So you went into it thinking you would only work?
During the war, And I hoped that we'd save enough money to buy a home, which we did. We bought, we bought it before I quit working anyway.
Tell me what your first impressions were like on entering the plant. Because your previous work, even at the cheese factory, was probably a much smaller scale, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we went through the guards, you know, and walked a long, long ways. And it was nice to see the planes. I mean, in different... they were a skeleton here, and they added a little bit, you know, as they were going out the door. So it was interesting to see them. And, of course, there was always some men around that were whistling. And not that we appreciated that too much, but it didn't matter. We're used to it.
Was the reaction from the men the first day? Because this was still fairly early in terms of hiring of women when you first arrived.
Yeah, there was quite a reaction there. Right, when you walk in.
How did you respond to it?
I ignored it.
Was the electrical assembly in the large hangar areas where the assembly of the planes was being done to, or was it in a separate area?
Then where we worked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we worked on the balcony, and the planes were being assembled below that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got all the noise from that and some of the smell, but they kept the doors open, so the air was fairly good most of the time. Most of it, the bad smell came from the soldering department, which is right next to us.
Uh-huh. And the noise was from the riveting?
Riveting and shaping the metal and stuff like that, the big presses.
Was the noise enough that if you
it was
were
a
talking
roar.
To someone, you couldn't talk at normal voice or not?
Yeah, you'd have to talk fairly loud. It was a continual roar, you know. But you got used to it. It was nerve-wracking at first.
Now, did you have to walk through the production area down below in order to get to the balcony?
Yes,
we
always did.
And what was the ventilation and heat like, do you recall?
It's California. It wasn't really cold, you know, but... you dressed warm enough for it. I don't think they bothered too much about heat. I suppose there was some, but I didn't notice it.
You have worn pants before. I mean, fairly regularly wore slacks, it looks like, in the pictures. And you'd worked in a factory area.
Yes.
Before. Did you feel self-conscious at all that first
in
day
slacks?
Coming into the factory and going into your assignment area?
No, I was just all eyes. I wanted to see everything. I just sort of was in groups and crowds enough so that I didn't think about anybody paying attention to me. It didn't bother me any.
Did you feel at all concerned that you wouldn't be able to do a good job or wouldn't learn things?
No, because I'd had enough experience of learning new jobs that didn't take much to me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't bother me.
And you came in at 79 cents or so an hour?
I think it was 79 cents an hour.
And what were you expecting in terms of the work hours? And
they told us ahead of time what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay with me.
Were you told that you would be working overtime?
They said that there might be some overtime. But I always had a lot of energy. The only thing I had is a little problem with my feet. But after a while, a woman that her brother was a foot doctor told me what to do, and inside of 2 weeks they were okay.
But you were sitting down,
yeah,
weren't you?
But it was walking to the job, and then the ball of the foot, you know, the metatarsal arch was breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very painful. But with her help, I just got her over that inside of 2 weeks from the time I applied.
Mm-hmm. When you first came in, were you told anything about the union, do you recall?
Yes, they told us about the union. It was a company union, and we were expected to join,
mm-hmm.
which we did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody refused. If they did, why? They probably wouldn't hire them.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any contact with any of the union people? Do you recall a steward coming around ever or anything like that?
Yeah, I think they came around. I don't know if they ever talked to me personally.
I think so. You don't recall any direct?
No.
Involvement,
okay. No drag. I think the lead man or lead woman would say, well, this is the union leader if you want to talk to him. See.
Mm.
There he is.
Now tell me, you say when you first started, the first 2 weeks or so, Joyce was being taken care of by your husband's cousins. How did you then find another child care arrangement?
Yeah, well, we kept looking for these nursery homes, that's what they were, nurseries for preschool children. And we found one that we thought was good. Well, we had her there for a while, but we decided that it wasn't all that good. And we had her, sister-in-law was not working. She stayed home and she had children. So that time I think there were two, or it was just the one, and she was going to have another. And so she had the one the same age. They were just a month apart. So it wasn't too big a problem, and we paid her to care for her,
mm-hmm.
which was a good arrangement.
Now, how long had she been in the nursing?
I think we kept her there about a month.
Oh, so it was just a real short time.
Yeah, because we found... Well, I took her back one time to go to work, and they thought I had left. And the woman said, did your mother go? Did your mother go? You know, Joyce had come in there with her little toy to show it. And did your mother go? And she began to cry. She came out to look, and I was still there. And then I had to tell her goodbye, but then we took her out.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the week, we didn't leave her anymore.
Because
I didn't think she was being treated right.
Do you recall seeking the advice of the counselors at the plant
I never.
Did Cheryl parish you?
No, I don't think I ever did. But I can't remember if we got this reference from them or not. Could have. But it didn't last, so.
Mm.
This was a much better arrangement.
Tell me what how your day would go exactly. Say once Joyce was being taken care of by your sister-in-law, what time would you get up and how would you organize your day?
We were on the swing shift.
Oh, you both were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we would get up around 8:30 and have breakfast and do whatever we're going to do. The house, and depends on where we were. We lived at one time nearer the work, you know. And we do a little shopping, and if we had time, we'd go someplace that we like, you know, to see things, and then.
What would your husband do in terms of household work and the shopping method? Did he
wouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him to, he just forget it. He wasn't about to take part that way. He'd sit down and read and ignore everything around him. If you ask him to do anything, he was tired and didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. So you would do the household kinds of chores or shopping?
Yeah.
And then take her over to your sister-in-law's at about what time?
Oh, we left her there because they were living in Culver City and we were living in Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
And we keep her at over the weekend or holidays.
Oh.
And we would also take the other girl with us.
Oh, I see. So during the week, it was just the two of you then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then after a while, we had rented a house, and his folks came out and stayed with us. And we had my daughter home then.
Oh, I see. Well, while she was staying at your sister-in-law's, then you would leave for work about what time?
Oh, we leave about 3:15. We had to be on the job at 4.
And were other people in the carpool with you?
Yes, we always had we had riders, and we'd get their rides through place at work, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we'd take them.
Mm-hmm.
And pick them up, and then deliver them on the way home. They were generally just within a block or two of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you stay on the first job that you had in the that first electric department?
I stayed in the electric department the whole time. They went. They put me on jigs in a short time, and. I stayed on jigs mostly the rest of the time. There was just a soldering group, and then the others were more jigs, big board jigs, and
mm-hmm.
I was on small board jigs, and then went on some of the big ones.
How long was it before you went on the jigs, do you recall?
About probably 6 weeks, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
And what would you do exactly on the jigs? What was your job?
Well, and you picked up several jigs of the same kind. You had your jig board, and you laid them out according to the numbers, and tied them, and then rolled them up and tagged them ready for shipment. And that's the way.
Now, and how large would the jig be, the jig board?
Well, they'd run from, two foot by 15 inches or something like that, or they would be smaller, like a foot and by 18 inches, mm-hmm. something like that. Many of them were small.
And were you always working on the same particular section?
Jigs? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd get a jig board and the lead man would bring those to you, the board, and give you a jig or two wires and tell you where the rest was, and you continue to work that day.
How did you feel about that work?
It was okay. It was simple, too. And while I was in there, they wanted to propose things that would speed up the work, so I did propose one, and they accepted it, and I was paid $35 for that idea. And I put in a bigger one that Ralph Hughes didn't like very much because he had something going on that. And that cleared his and mine. He cleared mine, so.
Were there problems between you about both of you working at Lockheed? And you said at times with overtime you would end up making more than he did.
Well, he didn't like that too much. He'd complain that he should be making more money than I, and I don't know why he should, but I didn't care about it. So we put our money together, mm-hmm. and finally bought a house.
Tell me, how was this department set up when you started working on the jigs? How many? What was the composition, and what was the layout of that?
There were long benches. They were wider than that, you know, together. They were about twice as wide as this. And,
so about 7 or 8 feet, maybe?
Something like that, mm-hmm. about 7 feet wide, and maybe 8. And there were women on both sides, and your work was right in front of you. Maybe you needed 6 or 7 feet to work on a certain jig, and the rest would have their other areas, and they wouldn't need any more than this space mm-hmm. for theirs. So everybody worked along and got along okay.
And this was also all women?
Yes, there was a lead man. All the jig women that were doing the work was women.
And what, do you recall the composition of that group of women? How large, say, how many of you would be at one table?
The length of them and that, they probably would accommodate, sometimes they'd accommodate like 20 women, and other times if you had longer jigs, then they'd be more like 18 or something mm. like that.
And what were most of these women like?
They were the same. They were women that had VRE operators, teachers and clerks and people who had met with the public a good deal.
And most of them had families?
Yes.
Do you recall any older women? Because at this point you would have been
about 33 or so. Yeah.
34, 35. Do you recall women who were quite a bit older than you?
Yes, there were women all like Mary Thompson. She had her boys probably were my age.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary McCarty, she was 55. And there was one woman that was, I think she was like 70.
Hmm.
Or 69 or something like that. She was a small woman. I can't remember what she used to do. She may have been in real estate.
Hmm.
She had some property, and she finally decided to give it to people around the work. I told her I didn't want any, because I didn't think that was a place to give and carry on that way. And I always objected to the collecting money for the lead man when he'd go to another department. Because to me, we needed to collect that money for the Red Cross or something like that. And I told him. Didn't think that was very nice for me to say, but I said it.
What was the relationship like between the younger women and these women who were quite a bit older?
The older women, they took an attitude towards being motherly and being helpful.
Mm-hmm.
They were very nice. It was appreciated in a lot of ways.
And how about, what was the relationship like? The only man would be the lead man, in other words,
yeah.
in the department. What sort of relationship did you have with your lead men?
Well, they were generally really nice. We had one, I can't remember his name now, towards the end there. But he always wanted to make an impression. So when the Navy or somebody important was coming by, he'd know. And he'd go and grab a bunch of stuff, and it could be what you're working with, and take it down and slam it down at the end of the counter. He just wanted to be noticed. That was disgusting.
What was his attitude towards the women?
Well, he wanted to be their friends, and he got along all right with them because the women were, you know, they knew who, that he was a lead man, and they had to try to get along with him. But a lot of them were disgusted with him.
Did you ever feel put down by any of the lead men?
No. I think they were instructed to be, you know, good, behave themselves. I had one of them keep me overtime, and then he took three or four of us home and took me home last, and he wanted to go up in the hills. Take a ride up in the hills, and I said I was, had my child, had a checkup on her, and his folks were staying with us at the time, so that was that. He didn't like, I mean, I had the feeling that he was a little bit picky at me after that, but that was okay.
Did you ever feel on the job that the men who were around were making advances at the women, towards the women?
No, I didn't think they were. I think mostly if there was somebody that might invite it, they might. But I don't think so. There was one woman, that first section I went, she was older than I, quite a bit. She didn't have any bra on, so one time she wanted to show what she had, so she picked up her bra and something like this, which was kind of ridiculous, I thought. But mostly.